Joining us now is country music artist James Wesley. James, thanks for taking the time to sit down with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
I know this is certainly a busy week for you guys here in Nashville, but give us a little background information on you.
Well, kind of where I grew up and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in southeast Kansas, a little bitty small town, Mound Valley. When I left Mound Valley, it was about 200 people in my hometown. There's 412 now.
Okay.
So it's grown by leaps and bounds. But
well, you and I have something in common. Small town kids, also an FFA background.
Yep,
for
sure.
Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, I'll tell you what, FFA was one, I love that class.
Yeah.
I mean, I had my last couple hours was FFA in high school, and I learned more in that class and I've learned any other class in school.
And still have the chance to use it today every now and then, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me, as far as your music, you have made an effort in your career to kind of draw from your roots.
Exactly. That's where I grew up. And that's, you don't stray far from your roots, you know. And I get to go back to that little bitty town. I've got to go back just a few weeks ago and see it again. It's amazing how small it is. You know, when you're a kid, it looks and seems so big. And then you go back home after a few years and it just seems so much smaller. But all my friends are still there and still working ground and still farming. And yeah, it's a good place to go back home and go back to the roots.
Well, I know a song that'll ring in folks' memory bank here is your song, Thank a Farmer.
For sure.
How did this come about?
Thank a Farmer was during that time when Paul Harvey, God Made a Farmer, mm-hmm. during the Super Bowl. And the owner of the label, Benny Brown, came to me and said, I got a song here I want you to check out and see if it's something that you might like. And it was one of those that I couldn't pass it up. It was just a great song, and it was just where I grew up, mm-hmm. you know.
What kind of feedback did you get from your friends back home when they heard that song?
Oh, they loved it.
Yeah.
They loved it, yeah. We went back home. This has been probably about 4 years ago, and I've been back previous to that and did another show. But the first show that we did there, it was amazing. I had my buddies bring their combines. They had the headers. I told them, I said, leave the headers on your combines and bring them up, and we'll park them. And we put two big tractor trailers, like, right side by side, and I put the combines at the end of each of the stage, on each side of the stage.
That's awesome.
And then we had the big tractors, you know, around the back side, and they turned their lights on and fired up the diesel engines on the first song we kicked off. And it was pretty awesome.
Rumbling from the ground up.
Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit again. Grew up in Mound City, Kansas, small town, rural roots.
Yeah, I grew up in a little bitty town called Mound Valley where I grew up. And like I say, there were 200 people when I left and went to college. And then I came back a few years after coming to Nashville and being here for quite a while. And it's a booming 412 now. But I get to go back, and it's great to get to go back, see my friends I grew up with and that I went to school with.
Mm-hmm. And you and I were talking a little bit about your FFA background, and you had the chance to go to the National Convention, or at least the American Royal in Kansas City.
Yeah.
It's moved a little bit since then.
It has a little bit, yeah. I think the last time that I was there, well, it was in Louisville, Kentucky, you know, the last time that this has been couple years, 2 or 3 years ago when I was there. But yeah, that was, that always stuck out, still sticks out, getting to go to the American Royal, you know, and got to see Sawyer Brown and perform, and Mark Miller actually had a broken leg that night, still dancing around.
Yeah.
He's got more energy than 10 people, but yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I think that would be an understatement. And of course, we've had Mark Miller on with us.
Nice.
Now, it's fun that it seems like, you grew up in a small town, so it's a small community, but it seems like country music is also its own small community.
It is. It really is. No, how big Nashville is, there's still that niche, you know, and everybody's tight. I mean, it's a tight-knit community with the music and everything, which is, it's awesome.
Tell us about your new song that's been released.
Well, the new song, Running, is, of course, it's brand new. I wrote this song with Markham Stewart and Zach Rickson, and it's a relationship song, and it's one of those songs where this guy in this song, he's going to keep driving and keep running, you know, from her memory. You know, probably never will, but,
right.
You know.
He can always try.
Exactly.
Country music and relationships. Imagine that.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah. So if folks wanted to find your music, include your new release, where could they do that?
Sure. They can go to all digital outlets have my music right now, and then you can go to my Facebook and check that out. All my dates are on there, and then my website, too. So.
All right.
But, yeah.
Come back and see us sometime.
I will. Thank you, Janet.